بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الاستخارة والمشاورة الحمد لله. This is the 97th chapter of Riyadh Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings a chapter on seeking guidance from Allah Ta'ala and on mutual consultation. Istikhara is seeking good from Allah Ta'ala, seeking guidance from Allah Ta'ala, and mashwara or mushawara is to make consultation, mutual consultation. قال الله تعالى وشاورهم في الأمر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse. Allah says, and consult with them in matters. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraged by Allah ta'ala to consult the sahaba in important matters. وقال الله تعالى وأمرهم شورى بينهم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the believers and whose matters are by mutual consultation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in these verses, he has advised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to consult the sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in before commencing on any important action or work. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his sunnah that he would consult the sahaba. We find in various instances in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would sit with the sahaba and ask them their opinions, and finally they would make some decision. Like in the time of Khandaq, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, they had to face the kuffar of Makkah, and Rasulullah asked Sahaba Mashwara, as Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, then he gave the beautiful Mashwara of digging a trench that became a barrier for the enemy entering into Madinah Munawwara. So like this, there are various examples in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought the mashwara and the advice of sahaba. Despite being the greatest of all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he still consulted them. And of course, a person should consult those who are pious, who are learned, and because they will be able to give the correct mashwara. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالسورة من القرآن. هذا جابر رضي الله تعالى says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم will teach us استخارة. Now استخارة is seeking good from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. There is a dua that will be mentioned, and this is the dua a person reads when he is not sure about what he should do, and when he is in a dilemma and he is seeking good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some type of direction in whatever he is embarking upon. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba say, he would teach us this istikhara dua in all our matters, just like how he would teach us a surah of the Quran. So much importance was given to even the dua of istikhara, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us a surah of the Quran, he would teach us the dua of istikhara. Yaqul, he would say, إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. When any one of you has some important matter, he intends doing something, he should read 2 rakat nafil salah. ثُمَّ لِيَقُولْ, then he should say, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِعِلْمِكَ. Wallah, I am seeking good from you with your knowledge. So I am seeking guidance through your knowledge. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ. And I am seeking power from and strength from your power, through your power. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. I am asking you for your vast and great bounty. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Because you are able, you have power, and I don't have any power. You know and I do not know. Wallah, you are the knower of all unseen. اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ خَيْرٌ لِّي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي وَقَالَ عَاجِلِ أَمْرِي وَآجِلِ فَاقْدُرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي. Wallah, if you know that this matter, so whether it is a proposal from a boy that the girl has got, or the boy intends proposing for a girl, whether it's some business venture, whatever it is, wallah, if you know this work is, this action is better for me regarding my deen and my livelihood and the end result of my matter, or Rasulullah said, or ajili amri wa ajili, or immediate of my matter, or for later on. So whether it is now or later, Allah, if you know it is better for me, then destine it for me and make it be easy for me. ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ. And then give barakah in that. وإن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري، وقال عاجل أمري وآجله، فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به. وقال ويسمي حاجته رواه البخاري. And Rasulullah then said, oh Allah, if you know that this matter is going to be bad for me regarding my deen or my livelihood and the end result of my affair, or immediate or later, then oh Allah, you remove it from me and keep me away from it. And destine something better for me wherever it is. Oh Allah, then become pleased, make me pleased with whatever decision that is going to be taken. And Rasulullah said that when he is saying, when making this dua for istikhara, oh Allah, if you know this matter, whatever it is, then you should mention the matter. Or you send me hajatahu, you should mention whatever his need is. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to learn the dua of istikhara. Many times in our lives we are faced with some dilemma, we're not sure what to do, then recite this surah kat nafil salat and read this dua, and whatever Allah Ta'ala guides us towards. And of course we mentioned the importance of making mashura, consultation. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi.